This is Silvia Poggioli in Rome. The death of six soldiers in Afghanistan earlier this month was Italy's biggest single loss in a war that is increasingly unpopular. Their funeral, broadcast live on all major TV networks, was marked by a national day of mourning. It unleashed a nationwide outpouring of emotion, and it also prompted a debate on the mission's future. A poll taken before the deaths showed 55% of Italians opposed the troops' deployment. Opposition has grown since. This weekend, large crowds of shoppers flocked to a new farmers market in Rome, attracted by low prices. But the economy was not the only concern of Rosella Consorte, a middle-aged Roman.
I think the troops should come home. They say they're there to make peace, but I'm not convinced they can bring democracy there.
That's in stark contrast with a government that has avoided the word war, stressing that it's just a peacekeeping operation. State-run TV went so far as to describe the dead soldiers as angels of peace. Roberto Minotti, a senior research fellow at the Aspen Institute Italy, says this ambiguity has haunted Italy from the start, and it's the main weakness of the Italian mission in Afghanistan.
So incidents like this reinforce the perception that there's a war out there and we are deeply, directly involved.
Mounting popular opposition to the troops' involvement in direct combat has led to contradictions within the ruling coalition. At first, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi called for a transition strategy, adding that he's convinced it's best for everybody to get out of Afghanistan soon. Yet he also insisted that Italy will not unilaterally withdraw its 3,000 troops. But the Northern League, perhaps the most influential coalition partner, first said it wants the troops home by Christmas. The coalition members have since fallen into line with Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa.
We cannot even discuss the idea of setting an exit deadline. We will all pull out our troops on the day that NATO and the UN decide that they are no longer needed there.
Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini is proposing an international conference to be held in Kabul to shift the focus of the military missions toward reconstruction of Afghanistan. But Minotti of the Aspen Institute Italy says the first task for the Rome government is to get out of the gray area between peacekeeping, peace enforcement, and combat operations.
Yes, have a serious and somewhat dangerous discussion, but also make people understand what is at stake.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.